800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Our number, 800-259-9231. Start things out tonight. We're going to go back to something related to something we talked about in the first hour, and that was licensing. And we were covering licensing of radio stations, but this applies to anything. This applies to licensing of plumbers, or as Bill Steigerwald at the Tribune Review, PittsburghLive.com puts it, want to become an accountant, architect, barber, chiropractor, cosmetologist, dental hygienist, dentist, paramedic, funeral director, hearing aid fitter, insurance agent, land surveyor, lawyer, nursing home administrator, nurse, occupational therapist, optometrist, pesticide applicator, pharmacist, physical therapist, physician assistant, physician, podiatrist, psychologist, public school teacher, real estate agent, real estate appraiser, school counselor, stockbroker, social worker, truck driver, veterinarian, or vet's assistant? Well, hold on now. Before you can work in one of these choice jobs, you must first get permission from your government.
Yeah.
In America, the land of the free. Every job above is a licensed occupation in all 50 states. That means that before you can work in one, you have to pay whatever fees, pass whatever tests, and meet whatever training, education, or apprenticeship requirements your home state's professional and occupational licensing boards and commissions demand, no matter how arbitrary, absurd, or onerous they are.
And they often are arbitrary and absurd.
Unfortunately, these 33 categories don't begin to show how widespread job regulation is. According to a new study by the Reason Foundation, more than 1,000 occupations are regulated to some degree by states, and about 20% of the country's workforce, that's one out of five people, must obtain a license to work. One out of five Americans have to ask government's permission to do the job they want to do.
Land of the free. Home of the brave.
The average state license. Now, you'd be brave if you refused to go and get the license, which very few Americans do.
Well, you'd be brave, and some would say bordering on dumb.
The average state licenses 92 job categories, says the study author, Adam Summers. California, but believe it or not, they're in the lead with 177 licensed.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Including talent agents and librarians.
Why,
in California.
Why does a librarian need to be licensed? Is someone going to die from the librarian's actions?
Missouri has the least, 41, while Pennsylvania has 62. The article is written in Pennsylvania. Among the most idiotic examples are Maryland, who licenses fortune tellers, Louisiana, licensing florists, and Arizona, licensing rainmakers. What does that mean?
A person who goes...
A rain chant?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do it in a surprisingly different amount of ways, but yes.
What's interesting here, Mark, is that...
But they don't want people cheated by hucksters, so you have to be a licensed rainmaker.
What really proves, just right here, I mean, even without even finishing the article here, what proves right on the surface that all of this is unnecessary is the fact, the discrepancies between the states, that... Missouri only licenses 41 categories of job or occupation, while California does 177. How is it that the consumers in Missouri that are buying things from the over 100 unlicensed firms or unlicensed occupations that are doing business with people that are unlicensed in Missouri, how on earth can they be protected? How on earth can these customers have their interests looked out for by these bandits in industry? Well, the fact is the marketplace does a fine job of regulating itself. The consumers and the consumer advocacy groups and the industries themselves do a fine job of self-regulating.
They do. You know, it's ludicrous, but that's the way it is. I have a story on this as soon as you're ready for my story.
All right, let me continue here. Propagandists of regulated occupations and state governments both insist, as Pennsylvania does, that job licenses are necessary to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public from fraudulent and unethical practitioners. Studies don't prove that, though, Summer says. And most economists, including Milton Friedman, who believe that licensure should be eliminated as a requirement for the practice of medicine, see the scam behind the nanny state smoke. They know that occupational licensing, almost always a result of political lobbying by the very profession being licensed, is a sneaky way to use government power to protect the economic interests of incumbent doctors, lawyers, and pesticide applicators.
Yeah.
by making it harder and more expensive for new doctors, lawyers, and pesticide applicators to enter the market. Competition and the number of practitioners in each field are held down, and salaries, prices, and profits are propped up. Consumers get robbed every day by this public-private racket. So do those who'd like to become dietitians or auctioneers, but can't afford the time or money for training or certification requirements. So does society, which gets less economic growth and innovation. It's maddening. Because of occupational licensing, today Abe Lincoln couldn't practice law, Florence Nightingale couldn't be a nurse, and Albert Einstein couldn't teach physics in a public school in America. But don't despair.
Well, it's because they didn't have licenses, and they didn't need licenses at the time, but likely they would have gotten them if they wanted to do such a thing.
That's true, but I think his point is that they were able to be successful and without
somehow
having a license.
Yeah.
But don't despair. Our freedom to work isn't totally lost, except for in Iowa, where you do need a license. Any American can still grow up and become a manure applicator without getting the government's permission. Cute.
It is very funny.
But so true. So true to form. In fact, I called in one of the local talk shows in the area here in Keene over the weekend, and I was asking a question, sort of a thought experiment. Why should government be involved in education at all? And I don't remember what the impetus was for one of the bureaucrats' responses, but the city manager basically came back and pointed out that, government is already involved in that. There are a lot of industry groups that are lobbying government for more control. And I said, yeah, well, that has more to do with the people in search of power than it does anything else. And so the people in government are well aware of what's going on. They just don't do anything to combat it because it's not in their interest to combat that.
And people, are happy generally with the status quo. This is the way things are, and because they are the way they are, we have to deal with that, and you can't just, we can't just get rid of these licenses. What'll happen?
So what was your story?
Well, I was getting my teeth cleaned one time at a dentist's office that I hadn't been to too many times. I only went there for like a year. It was in Sarasota. And the gal who was cleaning my teeth, it happened to be that her license was on the wall. And I said, oh, boy, a license for cleaning teeth. Now, I didn't try. I believe that I didn't deliver this in a manner that made her job look stupid and irrelevant. But I'm like, oh, as though you wouldn't be able to clean teeth as well as you currently do without that license, right? You know, that's, I just think the government, it's something. I can't remember how I delivered it, but basically said, that it's silly that the government requires you to be licensed to clean teeth. And she said, well, I would understand it in other careers, but... before that, I gave an example of the mechanic working on a car, NSA or ASE certified or whatever, ASE certified, and somehow he can work on cars and without a certification from the government. Why is it that you need one? And she said, well, mechanics couldn't kill people with their positions. She said that cleaning teeth, somebody could die, which it seems really unlikely to me that somebody could die from cleaning teeth, but let's say...
Maybe you poured a bottle of fluoride down your throat.
Perhaps she jammed that little utensil, it slipped from her hand and gouged out your brain or something like that. I don't know. But I'm sure that there's some way
stretch.
You can do it the wrong way and somebody can, some kind of bacteria will enter your bloodstream.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm like, well... I guess you really aren't thinking about the brakes on your car that he's working on, are you? And she's like, good point.
Oh.
Yeah. So, mechanics, not certified. Teeth technicians, certified. In Florida.
Licensed. Mechanics, no. There's a big difference between being certified and licensed. Licensed is the word you want, Mark, because it's government that hands out licenses. It's usually private agencies like Consumer Reports or Zagat's or whatever these other private certification groups. For in the IT industry, there's Microsoft certifications. There's all kinds of different certifications you can get. Those are industry things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are voluntarily attained. And in an unlicensed world, what dentist would hire an uncertified hygienist? What dentist would want uncertified staff on hand to be dealing with their customers? They'd lose their customers to the guy across the street that had the certified staff. I know I'd rather have a certified tech working on my teeth than one that I didn't know where they went to school. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on kensolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's T-A-C-T-I-O.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system. We've got over 300,000 posts there for you to get interactive with. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust. In minutes, LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. I told you I did do this with the will and did, in fact, save 10%.
Sweet. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Just fine. What's on your mind tonight?
Cool. I know something else. The other day.
We could hear you all right. Now your cell phone's kind of getting iffy on us.
Here, let me move around a little bit. I got a chance. I bumped into, at the Liberty Forum, I bumped into former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge and got a chance to interview him for the RITA report.
Okay.
How'd that go?
Well, you know, nice and amicable. He dodged the question a little bit. I told him that he dodged it, and he turned around and answered it. So that was good. But it was interesting because at the Liberty Forum, I don't know if you guys probably know, I don't know how many of your viewers know, but John McCain's people were staying in the same hotel.
Right, and that's why Tom Ridge was there. He was not attending the Liberty Forum, just to make it clear for anyone who was might have been confused.
Exactly. But I didn't even know any of this was going on. I drive up there, and there's the McCain bus, and sure enough, we're running into all these different bigwigs. It was really an awkward thing to have the Liberty Forum and those authoritarians in the same place.
Yeah, it was.
Well, like I said, Ridge was really polite, and I appreciated that. But, you know, again, it's what they do, not what they say, that really matters ultimately.
Right.
Absolutely. These politicians, they know how to be polite in front of a camera, and that's what you had trained on him was a camera.
Yeah. I think the thing that he said that was most interesting that some of the other folks kind of picked up on was, you know, I asked him about the constitutional, where in the Constitution, you know, is it authorized to do something like Real ID, you know, because you've taken an oath to the Constitution. And he said, well, yeah, I have. And he said, well, the Constitution doesn't really authorize or forbid it.
Right, and that's what he does.
He's admitting the Constitution does not authorize something like Real ID.
But it does forbid it in that it says Congress shall make no law, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendments make it darn clear that if it's not outlined in the Constitution, then it is forbidden to the feds.
Right, and again, I'm not a constitutionalist. I don't think the Constitution is the end all. But you know, he took an oath to it.
Yeah.
I didn't. So why am I the one that's having to stand there and defend the thing and not him?
Well, you know, that's the way people, you know, the people in the government currently believe about the Constitution is, well, Congress can pass any law that Congress passes is fine and dandy, and so therefore the government's allowed to do all this stuff, and they haven't read it, they don't understand it, certainly not the way we do.
So, Dave, what were you calling to promote your interview? Because people can go and see it at RidleyReport.com.
Well, I do. I do hope people will watch it. It's not, you know, like say he doesn't say anything super earth-shaking, but that part I thought was revealing that, you know, well, he thinks it's simply because something's not. Well, again, you don't have things that are neither forbidden nor you can't have something that's like not forbidden and not expressly allowed in the Constitution because it's either one or the other.
Right. How could they forbid every possible iteration of things that could possibly come along in the future? Amendment 10 says the powers not delegated to the United States, the powers not delegated, they have to be specific and enumerated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That seems clear to me that everything not specifically mentioned in the Constitution is, in fact, unconstitutional. And that's not the way things work anymore.
Nope. Hasn't been that way for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's not good for politicians.
We're never going to get them we're not going to get anywhere arguing law with lawyers, and we're not going to get probably all that far by arguing Constitution with these elected people. But the more opposition they sense, I think that's the important thing.
I think you're right about that, and that is a good point, Dave. And as always, good hearing from you, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Julia and I were talking last night about. She was saying that she thinks secession at this point is the only option, and I'm completely in agreement with her on that. I just don't see this federal government ever turning around, regardless of what sort of popular support is out there for liberty. It's so hard to envision them actually changing course and slashing and burning all these government bureaucracies they've created. The pressure from those bureaucrats and their unions is going to be far greater than any sort of pressure from potential voters.
Well, you're getting ready for something groundbreaking for me. I'm going to agree with you.
Whoa. What, with what part?
I think that we need to secede.
Whoa! That's stunning, Mark. I know you've been mulling it over,
How about a caveat, though?
Okay, all right.
We have to take red, white, and blue and the eagle with us.
What do you mean? For the flag?
The Republic of New Hampshire needs to have red, white, and blue and an eagle involved. Mm,
why?
Because I like red, white, and blue and eagles.
Why don't you... you could have your own flag, Mark, for the Republic of Mark.
Well, if secession's okay and rebellion's okay, and rebellion is codified in the New Hampshire Constitution, mm-hmm. and secession seems to be, it seems to me that the governing should be at some kind of voluntary organization, situation. It seems to me I should be able to have my own republic. I should be able to take my acreage that I have out in, outside of Keene. And
if you're truly sovereign, you should be able to. Yes.
And I don't see any reason not that should be, prohibited. But
the reason
you saw what happened with Ed Brown.
Right. Well, the reason it's prohibited is because the bureaucrats want their cash. They want their money. They want their obedience.
Well, it's not their cash, and it's not their money.
They think it is.
They think it is, yeah, and they're going to treat you like it is, which means that, they're going to whip you like a bad slave.
Well, and it's about time that the slaves woke up and started withholding their cash, because if more of us were to do that, if more of us were to actually put our money where our mouths are and withhold that from the federal, at the least withhold it from the federal government. At the least withhold it from them. If more people were to do that, then I think it would encourage others to join that, to jump on that bandwagon and give them the courage they need to say, well, I see that all these other people are doing it now. Okay, I guess I feel comfortable with also withholding my money from the feds. I know that the We the People organization is going to be putting something out here within the next few days outlining what their plan is, considering their lawsuit to petition the government for redress of grievances, to have the Supreme Court actually outline what that means, to outline whether or not the government has a duty of some sort to respond to a petition for redress of grievances.
Apparently it doesn't.
No, it's been rejected.
Right. The Supreme Court says that no, the government does, that the lower court's ruling is true and that the government does not need to respond to your redress of grievance. You may redress all you wish, citizen. We do not have to respond.
As I understand their email they sent out today, again, this is the We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org. As I understand it, there's some sort of last-ditch appeal effort that they can engage in.
I can't imagine, but okay.
With the Supreme Court, and they're doing that. That way they can say that no one can claim they didn't exhaust all of their legal options. And they're also going to be outlining what they are going to suggest people do.
Well, I'm going to sign up for their updates right now, then.
In an upcoming update, which, of course, we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about this, as more people continue to refuse this government's demands. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it for free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Moments ago, Mark has revealed he's come to an interesting conclusion, one that I wholeheartedly endorse and support. And I think it's also still in line with your personal belief system, in that you are a small government guy, Mark. You believe in a very small, sort of constitutionally limited government. And I think that you can still have your small government with the absence of the federal government. You still have the state government of New Hampshire, for instance.
One of my problems with the whole thing is I don't like to get too far. Whoa. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. And...
But you're calling for secession now.
I am. Some things happened to me over at the Liberty Forum. Two things happened. The time of the Liberty Forum, Ron Paul got 7.7% in New Hampshire.
7.7? I thought it was 8.
It was 8%, 7.7.
Wow, okay.
It could have been. It was certainly higher in some counties. It was certainly higher in some towns in New Hampshire. But whether it was had to do with vote rigging or whatever the reasons were, he got a 7.7%, maybe 8%. I've seen 7.7, and that's the one I took as fact because it had a decimal in it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the We the People Congress, the people at GiveMeLiberty.org, their redressive grievance lawsuit was shot down by the. The United States Supreme Court with nary an explanation. And
well, they don't have to explain. They just say no, and therefore the lower court's decision stands. So they, by saying no, their explanation is they agree with the lower court in that the government has no obligation to respond to your redress of grievances.
Right.
Which ties right into everything else they've always said, and that is the government has no obligation or no duty to provide you with anything. In fact, I wish I had the quote in front of me, but I saw it recently. I think Mark Stevens at AdventuresInLegalLand.com has this quote. It again, we've pointed out several times that the federal government has claimed there is no obligation for the government to provide you with protection, but they also have claimed that they have no duty whatsoever to provide you with anything, including education, protection, an answer to your questions. They have nothing. There's no obligation, no duty on their part to do anything whatsoever for you, but yet they expect you to pay through the nose to them your hard-earned income. I mean, it's completely, there's no reciprocal anything going on here. It's you feed them and they say screw you.
Right, and I've heard you say that multiple times, and that's all fine and dandy, but the fact is they'll throw you in prison if you don't play their little game. But since, you know, this redress of grievance thing, where they said, well, the government is not obligated to redress grievances, and the Supreme Court didn't even write anything down. They just refused to hear the case.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that means that the government, that the system is so corrupt that these people, they're reading the same Constitution I'm reading. These people are supposed to decide, these nine people are supposed to decide whether something's constitutional or not. And they're not reading the same thing I'm reading. Or they just don't care anymore. They're not even making an effort. They're not even pulling out the sock puppets and making mouth noises with us anymore. They're saying, screw you, citizen. You will pay and shut your damn mouth if you don't like it.
Yep.
And it's enough for me.
Good. It's time to secede, whether it's New Hampshire, Vermont, California, Washington, whatever state it is that's first. I will cheer them on from the sidelines.
Plus, that was another reason, is because Vermont has been rattling the saber for somebody over there has been rattling the saber for secession, as did the Lakota Nation, whether or not it was legitimate or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's been enough talk of secession that it's not such a new crazy thing that I'm willing to, get on board with it.
Let's look at it from a different perspective as well, beyond the government just ignoring you and not caring what you want and not acknowledging your grievances, beyond all that, which are fine, fine points. But just the task, just looking at the task of reforming the federal government into a more constitutionally oriented government, into drastically slashing it in its size, that task alone is nary impossible to reach, in that you'd have to elect people not only to the presidency but to the representative seats in a significant number of the states of this country. You'd have to have a huge groundswell of popular support in order to put enough people into Washington, D.C. to actually turn that beast around in some manageable, in any sort of reasonable form. And just that level of activity, the level of popular support that would require would be tremendous. Not to say that it couldn't be achieved, but damn, it should be a lot quicker to just secede. It'd be a lot easier to convince the population of one state of the ideas of liberty and of the benefits of pulling out from this federal government scam that these states have been suckered into. To pull out from that, it'd be a lot easier to convince 1.5 million people as opposed to 100 million people.
I don't know if I agree with your assessment there. We just read an article on loss prevention, people and their belief as far as loss goes and that kind of thing. The federal government's dealt with secession in the past, and sometimes in an extraordinarily bloody fashion. And those people, if you're trying to convince a small group of people, the 1.5 million, which is the population of New Hampshire, I assume you're trying to get a supermajority of them, or at least a majority of them, on your side. You're trying to tell them, you have to be willing to lose everything that you own for this secession. I'm not willing to do that. However, I don't think that would be the issue anymore. I don't think the federal government would be willing to roll in tanks. But
I don't think so either.
When you talk
people
to somebody
think that
about secession, that's the first thing they're going to think
right.
of. They think of Antietam. They think of Gettysburg. They think
yeah.
of blood everywhere. People dying and moaning, amputations, that whole thing.
That's just a matter of overcoming objections. That's all that is.
Right. But
it's a sales block process.
It's a really big objection, Ian. And you have to get past it's a sales process, but you have to get past that. You have to get the opportunity to present your case and then to present your opportunity for the objection, because the vast majority of people will never give you the chance for that objection, because somebody who's going to be presenting it to them is not going to be you.
I don't think that's any more of a difficult proposition than convincing people to vote outside of the two lesser evils. I mean, that's difficult as it is anyway,
mm.
and people are very reticent to do that, but I'd rather, again, focus on a much smaller population, move all the Liberty activists here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and prove to the world that Liberty does work. The only way we're ever going to be able to do that is to free ourselves from the thumb of this oppressive federal government. As we go to the phones and talk to Don in New York. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Don, New York, going once. Don in New York. Going,
hey,
Don.
There he is.
Yes.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind tonight?
I feel your pain, Mark. It's almost like that email you read a couple of days ago, Mark, from that person who was turned off because Ron Paul had such a small response to the 8% in the last primary.
Yeah, it was scary.
And he was, you know, we're effed, this country's effed, it's all over. You kind of feel like that because, you know, if you approach it and trying to get into government, it's very hard. You know, it's impossible. I don't think it is possible because I think the forces would stop, you know, like Julia, what happened with Julia there in your local election.
I guess so, I consider, you know, the legislative or, you know, you're trying to elected office. Like, I've always considered them to be, it's a dirty game, and we know that that's an ugly, ugly game. But when you're talking about the judiciary, which is what shot down the We the People Congress's lawsuit, you're thinking about this, they're this separate entity of government. They're supposed to be fair and just. A few times they've sent down rulings that I've liked. I've been like, woohoo, I knew that was going to happen. That's great. Good going, Supreme Court. But these people appear to be just as politically motivated as the other politicians.
They're appointed by the politicians.
Well, that's the thing. I had also heard that Bush had skewed, had managed to skew a couple of the appointees recently and get, there's supposed to be like so many Republican or so many conservative and so many of the other affiliate on the bench. Mm-hmm. But he was able to get it filled by his... whatever it is he is, conservative.
Don, I want to hear your thoughts on secession here. If you've got them, bring it back in moments. 800-259-9231. And Paul is on the line, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store and pick up all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, as well as some other stuff that doesn't even have our logo on it. The original Free Marketeer design appears on both a very large flag. What is it, 3x5? I think it's 3x5. Big flag. As well as the Free Marketeer t-shirt. Very cool logo. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to see what I'm talking about. Place your order. And also pick up the other Free Talk Live gear at the same time. That's store.freetalklive.com. Talking about secession, Mark has officially endorsed the concept of seceding from the federal government. And why not? What reasons could anyone possibly have for wanting to keep the federal government involved in their lives? I mean, if government is a parasite, and it is, government is an agency of coercive force with a monopoly over coercive force over a certain landmass. They don't produce anything. Government doesn't produce valuable products or services in that, okay, yes, there are some governmental bureaucracies that do provide services that could be provided in the marketplace, but in the absence of government providing those services, the market would pick those up. Most bureaucrats are completely useless, or as the governments themselves deem them, unnecessary government? No, there's another word for it. Unessential? Non-essential government.
Non-essential. Now, I'm not advocating what you're talking about now. You're yammering on about no government at all.
No, I didn't yammer on about that. I just said that governments are parasites. You would agree with that, right?
I would agree that they don't provide goods and services in the same way that the marketplace does.
And anything they have because they took.
Well, I believe that government is legitimate in the areas of
I understand what you believe,
police and
but
army.
But that doesn't detract from
military.
The fact that anything government has, they first took from you in order to get it. They stole money in order to purchase the things that they have.
Yes.
That much is true. So given that government is a parasite, why on earth would we want to allow the largest of the parasites? Let's say there are three levels of parasites sucking off of your wealth at this very moment. Whether it's your business or your personal income. You've got the state, you've got the local government, and you've got the federal government.
Yeah, and you could have more than one. You could have a municipal government in the form of county.
City and county,
and
sure.
And likely some kind of homeowners association,
That's voluntary.
Well,
that's different.
Actually, there was a district overlay that I lived in when I lived in Manatee County.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I had a city government. I had a district overlay
so
government.
Some sort of
it was additional zoning restrictions.
I see.
They could very well have had some kind of neighborhood government in that particular, in there. And I'm sure that some other place does.
But if you could get rid of the biggest parasite of them all, why wouldn't you want to? The federal government is definitely the biggest parasite we're dealing with in our lives. Their regulation supersedes
the regulations of the local and state bureaucracies. The federal government continues to run roughshod over over state governments when they pass laws that contradict what the federal government says. So, well, for instance, California being the perfect example with the marijuana, the medical marijuana facilities continuing to be raided there. Why would anyone want this federal government around? All it does is goes and wages war and pisses your money away on things. So there's no I'd love to hear from you as to call in as to why it is you think we should keep the federal parasite around. 800-259-9231. We go back to Don in New York. Don, your thoughts on secession. Are you in favor of it?
Of course. Sign me up.
It can't happen soon enough, can it?
No, it can't. Aren't there talks of secession in something like 17 states? Haven't I heard you guys mention something like that before?
Some more so than others. I think Vermont and Hawaii, New Hampshire would probably be some of the more active pro-secession movements. But, yeah, there are a handful of states where there are some active movements for secession. I think Texas even has one.
They're not obliged to us, so why should we be obliged to them? We should succeed. We just need a large populace to do that. And
absolutely.
Ian,
I don't even know if it needs to be that large. I think that with enough people concentrated into one area that want to secede, I think that they could very effectively do so. I mean, whether the whole state secedes or not, I think is a non-issue.
Doing like these communal things, like some of these kook outfits have done, like where you buy a plot of woods and knock it down and build a brand new community. Can't you then police your own community and start building up from within? And actually eventually grow to your own state and a few states and then take over the government.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know
if I would ever want to grow into a state because that would mean that there'd be a non-consensual situation going on.
I'm a small government guy, too. I think there has to be some you eventually can have to have states.
Well, I'm a small government guy, too, as in self-government. You should govern yourself. That's the smallest it can get.
It's like talking
to one more thing. There was 93 million people, according to the 1910 consensus, 92 million people in the United States. 92.268.
Oh, because I had asked, what was it, Saturday night, how many people there were 100 years ago?
Versus, 92,268,000.
And believe it or not, we've tripled the population, and somehow the economy is not doing worse. Because the anti-immigration zealots were claiming that bringing people in is somehow going to destroy the economy, which is just absolutely absurd.
Yep.
Very good, Don.
Right,
thanks for the call
night.
Tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. This gentleman's right. We do need to secede. I've already brought it up to the state of Florida. And I've already talked to Jim about it, too. And
that's your husband, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, he agrees. And I think this is something we need to seriously think about. We need to get the word out to everybody about this. And what you were talking about earlier, too, I had gone to the U.S. Attorney General's office about this thing, about the New Hampshire thing when it first happened. And I told him, I said, y'all are going to do something about this. You're going to make some arrests. I said, you're going to go and you're going to see these people up there and you're going to get this stopped. And then I call the U.S. Attorney General's office here. I call the Attorney General in the state of Florida here. I said, there's not going to be any machines. I said, it's all going to be done by paper, by Constitution. Our voting is supposed to be done by the Constitution. But anyway, any representative,
hasn't
any
Florida
judge,
gotten rid of the electronic voting machines?
Yeah, I think they have, but I just want to make sure.
I don't know that all of them have, but I know that they did in Sarasota where they had the big problem.
It was a statewide thing.
I don't know.
You know, I thought it was. I thought it was. I've been told it has been, but I just wanted to make sure. And I said, there's going to be somebody overlooking y'all, and the Attorney General is going to look over this from the beginning to the end. But I said, you're going to have somebody also there beside you watching over this. And anyway, I'm so
well, Paula, I'm glad to hear that you're in favor of seceding. I don't know how lucky
you'll
be down there in Florida.
George Washington said you couldn't trust your own government.
He was right about that.
Exactly. My cousin was right.
Is that before or after he prosecuted the Whiskey Rebellion?
Thank
all
you
I know
Paula.
Is that he
appreciate
knew.
Hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
I think people can be in favor of secession, and that's great and all that. But the problem is, the problem that the Free State Project was put here to remedy was in fact the idea that you can't get anything done in your state. Paula can call the state of Florida and demand that you know, we look into secession. They look into secession. All she wants is she's going to get nowhere.
They're not going to do anything.
If it's here in New Hampshire,
I lived in Florida. I know they're not that she's not going to get anywhere. Unfortunately,
here in New Hampshire, it can be done because there it can be done much easier because the citizen legislature here is the third largest in the entire world. So there may even be a political solution to secession. It may not necessarily have to be done on an individual or group basis. We might be able to elect enough people to the New Hampshire legislature to make it politically viable even. That's possible here. Let's continue and talk to Ryan in California. How it'll come about, I don't know. Should it come about? Hell yes. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
First, I want to congratulate Mark on becoming less of a tyrant when he says he wants to secede.
That's right, I'm a tyrant. Go ahead.
Second of all, I was just thinking about market currencies, and I used to play World of Warcraft about 2 years ago, and I remember all the high-level players, everybody needed Arcanite, and Arcanite was like this crystal that you might not have gotten, it was very rare. And so what ended up happening was we had basically a de facto Arcanite standard in the World of Warcraft economy, and so while all the noobs were running around trading gold, because it worked, they didn't have to trade with other players, it just had to trade with NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the high-level players that were doing a lot more trading with each other rather than with NPCs, they would trade in Arcanite.
Interesting. So you're saying that the economy, the people in this video game economy created their own alternative currency using an in-game product.
Yeah, it was basically like you every day, everybody, even if you didn't trade in Arcanite, you would look up the price of Arcanite in the auction house, and you would say, okay, well, that's how much I should pay for this.
It's interesting.
You wouldn't even be trading in Arcanite. You'd be trading in gold relative to Arcanite.
You know, it actually ties in, and we're out of time, but Ryan, thanks for the call tonight. Interesting look into that particular world. The World of Warcraft is what he's referring to. But it ties into what's going on here in New Hampshire. The activists here have started up their own competing currency, or they're in the process right now of starting it up. It's called, I think, Shire Silver. And I believe ShireSilver.com or .org, one of those extensions, will get you to their website. So they're bringing it into competition with the Liberty Dollar, which Bernard von Nothaus has said, hey, bring in some competition. That's a great idea. So the state could very well have its own silver-based currency sooner rather than later, which is pretty exciting. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty Dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever